Bobo! Come in, come in! Me and Mr. Fluffles were just sitting down for a tea party, and... Bobo. I know you hate it when I call you that. That's what makes it so good. Plus, you remind me so much of my old teddy Bobo with your little button nose. Now, come on, sit. Mr. Fluffles will pour you some tea. Now, what do you say to Mr. Fluffles? Bobo. That's better. Very merry birthday. Sing along to you. A very merry birthday for you. Let's all congratulate us with another cup of tea. Very merry birthday to you. Now, would you like some pie? Good. Here, I baked it myself. You can taste the love in it. And about a bag of sugar. And let me just reach over here and give a slice to Mr. Fluffles. There we go. Oh, Bobo, I'm so very sorry. I put my hand out for support. I must have put all my weight on your... your... Oh, I don't want to say it. Balls. Did it hurt? Oh, Bobo, how much did it hurt? Oh. Wow. Oh, sorry. I guess I must have found that funny. Well, you know, it's like slapstick, you know. Ha-ha! Like when someone slips on a banana peel or takes a pie to their face. Ha-ha-ha-ha! Well, anyway, speaking of taking a pie to the face, why don't you eat yours up? It's apple with a helping hand of cinnamon, and I even chopped up some walnuts for it. That's right. I was in the kitchen all morning baking. The pie wasn't even hard. It's those nuts. You really gotta grind them. Maybe I should buy a nutcracker. Then I could really grind those nuts. I could tell you my recipe, but then... That's right, I'd have to kill you. So what is it you'd like to talk about, Bobo? I always want to talk to you, but when you said,
we need to talk, What, grr? I'm not going to call you that, grr, princess.
I was a little worried. Worried I'd have to chain you up for not properly referring to me as your princess.
You can't just say that out loud in front of Mr. Fluffles.
My cheeks are on fire. Yes, I get that you want to move on to the next level. Oh, please don't make me say it. Sex. But I just don't know if I'm ready for that. I know we've been dating for a year now, and Mr. Fluffles has warmed up to you, but... Oh, no, I don't know. I got it. I don't want to do that yet, but we could play. Yeah, play. Play what? Well, whenever I get mad, and sometimes when I'm not, I like to tie Mr. Fluffles up. People are into that, right? Great. So would you like to play? Just sit down right in that chair and... Oh, Bobo. Well, of course, you're the one being tied up. I'm the princess, after all. Now, you just sit still. You can believe the knots I can do. I've practiced so much on Mr. Why do I have rope? Well, how else am I supposed to tie you up, silly? Oh, you mean why do I have it anyway? Well, to tie up Mr. Fluffles, of course. He's stronger than he looks. Ta-da! Go on, just try and get out of that. Try. Now let's just unzip your pants. And there we go. Beep! It's certainly a penis. Certainly. Well, I guess I'll just grab it by here. Oh, Bobo. Is that too tight? Oh, that's tighter. What about now? Now? How about now? Now? There we go, and just start stroking. How's my precious Bobo? Bobo, come on now. What's my royally appointed title? Bobo? Oh, sorry, Bobo. Am I squeezing your balls too tight? No? Well, I mean, you're not telling the princess otherwise, so I guess it mustn't be okay. And you like it when I slap them, right, Bobo? Oh, Bobo. Oh, what's that? You don't like it when I slap your balls? Well, it's a good thing you let your princess know, or who knows what she may have done. You're close. Oh, you're close, Bobo. You'd like to come. Yeah. I want to show you something, my dear, sweet Bobo. I'll be right back. But I also don't want you making a fuss. You know I went for my morning run just before you got here. Didn't even have time to get changed into anything more than my dress. And all the sweat from my run has just been pooling at the bottom of my sneakers all day. Here, want to smell? Bobo, I think you liked that. Well, since I'm such a nice mistress here, you can taste them too. And allow me to just take my sneaker, put it right over your nose, and hey, look at that. It's as though the laces were designed to be tied around your head. Now don't go anywhere, and be careful. Well, with your mouth full, the only way you can breathe is through your nose. I hope you like the smell of my feet, or else you'll suffocate. I wanted to show you these, Bobo. Let me just come up behind you. Rest my head on your shoulder. And stroke you again. Oh, and no, I'm not removing my sock or sneaker. You know how I said I like to play with the residents of the Fluffy Kingdom? Well, sometimes I like to play tea party. Sometimes I like to play kidnap. But sometimes I like to play killer. See, this is Queen Blackberry. She called me crazy, so I cut her head off. And she thinks I'm the one who lost her head. Laugh. This is Mr. Marmalade. Yeah, I kind of ripped all his skin off. He's kind of just stuffing now. And googly eyes. He called me fat. Ooh, and this is Bobo the First. Yeah, he's not looking too good. I tied him up with duct tape, wrote all over him, ripped his eyes out. But I think you'll do better. Bobo the Second. And you can start by coming for me, okay? Yeah, I'd hate to have to play killer again. Oh, I shouldn't lie. It's very unladylike. I love playing killer. Good, Bobo. Good. Did you like that? Well, there's 364 on birthdays in a year, and I do believe you've got one coming up tomorrow. We'll have to have another unbirthday party. Oh, what's that? On Bobo the First? Oh, I suppose that is blood. Wonder where that came from.